going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The draft is 3 days, two nights, tonight, tomorrow night, and then all day Saturday. And don't forget tomorrow night, April 25th, Whalen Brewing Company in Orchard Park is where you can join us at the Ultimate Draft Party from 7 to 10 p.m., hosted by Jeremy and Joe. Test your knowledge with 5 rounds of trivia for awesome prizes, courtesy of Whalen, plus a special themed menu. Don't miss this party. Visit WGR550.com for details. Sal Capaccio with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I mean, dreams come true this weekend, right? Whether it's first round, second round, day number three, undrafted free agents, teams will be signing them as well. Not only do you have, obviously, your name players that people know about, recognize, do mock drafts with, but also a lot of local guys who are hoping to advance their careers to the next level. One of them is Matt Jaworski, who's from Western New York, went to St. Francis High School, and was recently named the Defensive Player of the Year for the Patriot League at Fordham University. He joins me right now on the Western Hotline. Matt, good to talk to you. It's Sal Capaccio here in Buffalo. Congratulations on a great season, and thanks for joining me today.
Hey, Sal. Thank you. Appreciate you having me on today.
You got it, man. All right. Familiarize our listeners with you and your story, if you could. Just kind of growing up, where you grew up here in Western New York, and kind of your path to where you got today.
Yeah, grew up in Hamburg, went to St. Francis for 4 years, and then ended up going to Fordham in the Bronx in New York City.
And when you got to Fordham, I mean, what was it like for you to advance from high school to the college level? What was that transition like for you?
It was, you know, I was thankful to go to St. Francis, where Jerry Smith, the head coach there, was had sent, you know, hundreds of players to the next level. So he was able to, you know, prepare me what day to day would kind of look like and, you know, how practice changes. So I ended up showing up prepared and was able to make, you know, significant playing time as a freshman. And it kind of just pushed my career fast, forward really fast. And it was good.
There was a bit of a gap there, right, though, between St. Francis and Fordham due to COVID. Can you tell us about that experience?
Yeah, so COVID was kind of just my whole time that getting recruited. You know, I wasn't able to visit any of schools that offered me. So Fordham was actually the only school that I saw. It was like 2 days before everything shut down. So out of all my offers and everything, Fordham was the only school I was able to go see. So that's kind of where COVID affected my class. You know, we didn't get COVID years or anything, or really weren't able to get recruited other than just phone calls and Zooms. So I was fortunate enough to see that at least a couple of days before COVID hit.
So you go to Fordham, and you said you started to get some time your freshman year. And then as things progress, especially in this day and age of the portal and transfers and all those kinds of things, why'd you stay at Fordham?
Yeah, so I also had some opportunities my junior year to go play my senior year somewhere else. But I don't know. Just I was elected captain to go in my senior year. I had a semester left, so I was able to graduate early. And I had a really good relationship with both my head coach and my my D-line coach at the time. And I was able, you know, I just felt like the best place for me was Fordham. And I think loyalty to a program and to coaches means something. And I stayed at Fordham for my last year, and I think it's going to turn out well.
All right, so now you're at this process. You are named the Patriot League Defensive Player of the Year. First of all, let's go through last year. I mean, a very productive year. What was last year like for you, being so highly productive and being able to make plays and obviously earning some honors?
It's fun, you know what I mean, to go out there and, you know, you play with some of the guys for 4 years. So, you know, playing with your best friends and, you know, being able to lead them, being a captain, and it feels great. And then to go out and have success with it is even better. So it was just, you know, it was good to kind of see, you know, 3.5 years of hard work pay off. And
So we have here, obviously, I'm sure you're familiar with Sean Dolak, and everybody wondered why, from the University of Buffalo, first-team All-American, wasn't at the Combine, didn't go to a lot of the bowl games. How about you, your postseason? Were you in the mix? Did you have any talks about going to any of these bowl game invites, Combine, anything like that? How did all that process go for you?
Yeah, so I did the CGS Bowl in Fort Worth, Texas. That was just like a weekend with a couple scrimmages. You know, you meet with teams and so that I did that for a weekend, and then you know, for FCS, it's tough to get that type of exposure. But I actually work out with Dolak at least probably 3 times a week with
that's cool.
John Offer at Performance, so I know both of them very well.
All right, so you're listed here. I'm looking at 6'4", 250. Is that about what you are now, or how have things changed since last year?
Weight will fluctuate, but I'm about 255 now, and for my pro day, I ran around like 248.
Okay, so when you go and go through the process with teams, where do they basically try to slot you on the defensive side of the ball at the next level?
It really just depends on the team and their scheme. You know, I fit both in a 4-3 and a 3-4. So, you know, some look at me more as a like a 4-down D end, which would I'd probably weigh, you know, more towards 260, 265. And then there's teams that see me more as like an outside linebacker in a 3-4, which would kind of just be my weight right now, 250, 255. So it'll really all just depend on where I go, what scheme they want me to play, and what position they think, you know, kind of fits my body type best.
I'm guessing you're comfortable doing either of those things?
Yeah, I've weighed 240 and I've weighed 270. So it's
that's amazing.
Familiar with all of it, and I enjoy it all. So,
yeah, the Bills used to have a guy here named Lorenzo Alexander. I don't know if you remember when he played when you were growing up, but Lorenzo had literally been over 300 pounds. He had been 250. He had played O-line, D-line. It's amazing what you guys can do to transform your body like that to be able to play. What about special teams? Obviously, a guy like you, if you hook on with a team, you're going to probably be asked to play special teams.
Definitely. Yeah, so, I mean, going to Fordham and kind of playing all 4 years, I've played every special teams. You know, I did, I think my freshman and sophomore year, I played every single special teams except punt for, you know, the 12, 11 games that we did play. So familiar with it, and I'm definitely going to be expected to play some special teams. So
every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Matt Jaworski joining me here on the Wester Hotline. All right, Matt, so what has the pre-draft process been like for you? Have you met with teams? And I'm sure people listening would like to know if you specifically met with the Bills.
Yes, I did the Bills local day. I was able to do the Giants and the Jets as well. Between my agent and I, we've talked to just about all 32 teams, whether that be phone calls, Zooms, or in person. So it's going well. I'm just excited for this weekend and really grateful for this opportunity, and we'll see what comes of it.
Is there any sort of like insight into, you know, where people think you might fit in? Is there phone calls made about, hey, if you're not drafted, priority free agent? Have you had those processes? What from your end? You just kind of sit back, you wait, and then whatever happens on Saturday happens on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to say I think I have an idea, but then again, right. It's you know, you never know. Like you, I have draft grades, and from a UDFA to, you know, a draft grade. But, you know, at the end of the day, you don't really know until it happens. So you just kind of stay patient, and it'll all figure itself out.
You grew up here. Did you grow up a Bills fan? Did you watch the NFL? Are you a Bills fan?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I remember growing up and, you know, walking around tailgates, and my grandpa used to always bring an RV so we'd go hang out, and the whole family would show up and watch the game. So, yeah, definitely a Bills fan.
And obviously, the story of Joe Andreessen last year. Do you know Joe at all in his path to the NFL? And obviously, that's a great story as well.
Yeah, I've met Joe, you know, a ton of times. He works out at the same place with John Offer. So a lot of those guys are always in there, especially all the local Buffalo guys. So, yeah.
All right, Matt, thank you very much for joining us today. Listen, man, best of luck. Whatever happens this weekend, I know a dream could definitely come true for you and wherever you land. I know a lot of people hope it's right here in Buffalo with the Buffalo Bills, but you get on with one of these 32 teams in the NFL. That's something, man. So congratulations on a great career, and let's catch up again after that happens. Okay, buddy?
Sounds good, Sal. Thanks for having me on.
All right, you got it. That is Matt Jaworski. He was the Patriot League Defensive Player of the Year. 6'4", 250. He said he can play at 275. He can play a little bit shy of 250. It is amazing how people can transform their body. Not unlike my producer, Josh Schmidt. Josh, you can do that to your body, right? You can go up to 250 and go down to 200, right? I mean, it's just easy for you.
Yeah, that's a Tuesday afternoon. What are you talking about? Come on.
Of course, right? Especially when, listen, when they bring some of that good food to the bistro, I know you, right? And then you're like, I got to get rid of this. You go to the gym, right? No, it's right. You go eat it, and they're like, I got to go. I'm the same way. I got to eat some food. Like, now I got to go work out a little extra tomorrow. Right, get back down to the weight that I need, right? It was not a shot. It was just meaning that we have good food in the bistro sometimes. That's all it is, buddy. I appreciate it. All right, so that is Matt Jaworski, and obviously he's hoping to hear his name called. And then you have Sean Dolak, and I have seen a lot of projections for Sean Dolak that I think are now starting to creep towards him being selected maybe earlier than people thought a couple months ago, right? Earlier, a couple months ago, it's like, okay, priority free agent, undrafted free agent. I think now you're looking at a day three pick. I wouldn't be surprised if it's even before the seventh round. He's going to be on teams' radars. He had a great pro day, the local day for the University of Buffalo, the pro day for the University of Buffalo, I should say. His times, his strength, his speed, all that, very, very in line with a lot of the top players at his position from the combine. His size kind of fits in. He's very similar in a lot of ways to Matt Milano with his size. I'm not comparing the player. I think that'd be very unfair to do that. But I do think Sean Dolak has a very legitimate chance to get drafted this weekend. The Bills draft number 30. What do you want him to do? Call your shot. What do you think they're going to do? I have my mock posted at WGR550.com and at Sal Sports. We'll take a timeout here. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about what the Bills might do at number 30. I got a couple scenarios I want to lay out for you. And then Andy Young of Spectrum News One joins me at the top of the hour here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.